With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The recent flood of executive orders and federal funding changes has upended the work lives of many people across the country, including at UC Santa Cruz. On Friday, the National Institute of Health announced it would dramatically reduce public funding for medical research. And on Monday, a federal judge blocked the cuts. This stop-and-start dynamic has had real impacts for local researchers. Deirdre Beach is UCSC's director of sponsored projects, and she works closely with federal grants.
If we lose publicly funded research, we lose that focus on disseminating the information and unbiased research results.
Although a judge blocked the NIH funding cuts, Beach remains concerned. Some cannabis advertising is particularly attractive to teens and young adults who can't legally buy it. KAZU's Amy Mayer reports on a recent study exploring why.
The Public Health Institute surveyed 400 Californians ages 16 to 20. Research director Elisa Payden says designs that included illustrations or food and flavors were among those appealing to them. She hopes this data will inform the rules around how companies can advertise.
That's what I think we hope to sort of bring into the regulations, like real details that help guide both regulators and industry to keep this market going in a way that doesn't encourage youth to use.
Amy Mayer, KAZU News.
This is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.